now tuned into the greatest.
On today's show, a no-nonsense performance from Spurs at the John Smith Stadium sees them move up to third. Sacco sacks off the Jacks in the capital. Desmond spotted at the Hawthorns. Crystal Palace manager shot on target. And a bridge over River Batchoy for Chelsea and Conte as De Bruyne serves up some humble pie, which has Pep licking his lips. Plus, the world-famous Beer Mat quiz and a special guest winging his way to the studio.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
Welcome, everybody, to the Arsenal Premier League podcast here on V2Football.com. So, yes, plenty, as you heard, plenty coming up today. Full Premier League review. We've got quiz, we've got guests, we've got, well, just everything you don't want to miss, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we are still sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com, which whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of their split-second moments, the moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. They only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt or print, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. ArtOfFootball.com, at ArtOfFootball on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and don't forget to enter the promo code Arsenal for your exclusive 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. So yes, just crack on, Al, before we start with the football. How's your week been? Everything all right? Any news?
Well,
any gossip?
Can we just start by saying Happy New FIFA Week.
Happy New FIFA Week to everybody out there.
29th of September,
the big day.
FIFA Day.
It's out.
And can I just say, Games, you're robbing bastards. 52.99 for a fucking game.
Standard edition,
sir. Standard edition.
It's
ridiculous. Ridiculous. How the fuck has it gone up from fucking 40 odd quid? Well, 40 quid in supermarkets.
Well. They can charge what you want, though, because mugs like us go and buy it every year.
But then I go to Tesco's, it's 50 quid in Tesco's.
50 quid, I had it from Tesco's.
The only
Tesco's.
Reason I got it in games because I had £10 on the game card. So overall, I only paid 43 quid for it.
Yeah.
But still,
that's not a point,
though. I wanted fucking change.
Of course you do.
I had 40 quid saved up for my treat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Save 40 quid treat.
Alright, I thought, oh, it's going to be £46. £46 every year. Something like that. I'll have £50 altogether. Yep. I'll have a bit of fucking treat then, didn't I?
Go for a wash and wank, sir.
Walk up to Starbucks.
No.
Have myself a soy decaf.
Oh, nice. Now you're talking, sir. Now you're talking.
But no, I have to go and get an extra tenner out. Get back in change.
Oh, it's absolute disgraceful. Like you said, the price of them is... Well, we keep paying it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I only buy 2 games a year.
Same here, though.
FIFA and wrestling.
No, I only buy 1 FIFA.
2 games a year.
And a bit of Football Manager now and again. Although I didn't buy it last year because the laptops won't run it. It's not powerful enough now. So
you know, now again, if it's a new Enchanted game or a new God of War game, yeah. I would buy straight away. Wait till the price drops, you know. But FIFA and what's it, WWE 2K18 now?
SmackDown versus Raw.
WWE 2K17, 2K18.
Is it? No.
Can't say that.
Got to have it on release day, sir.
Yeah, pre-ordered.
Yeah.
But still, two games I always had on the day it comes out.
Yeah.
FIFA. Well, I had FIFA every fucking single year.
Every year for 25 years now, 26 years?
It was 93 the first one came out, wasn't
it? I think it was 93. FIFA International Soccer. We're a couple of veterans here, Al. We've played every single one.
Oh, yes, every single one. Every year, every single one.
Not one for these fancy tricks and flicks.
Man, I was. Well,
as you know, son.
You are?
Not one for these tricks and flicks.
Nope.
Not one of these new generation. Old school. Down the wing, crosses in, bang.
Yes.
One up. Without a doubt, I take them all on now.
Yeah, you see them on fucking videos of like they're doing their little turns,
no.
Their little tricks. I'm like,
no.
That's not football.
No. I'm in it to win it, 100%. I'm going. High pressure stuff like Klinsmann, like, what's his name? Klopp.
Klopp. I play ticky-tacky football. I do. Ticky-tacky football. Ticky-tack, boom, pass.
Go random, son.
Pass. I had a goal the other day on the new FIFA. I started with Leeds United. Honest to God, every single player in my team had the ball and then fucking boosh in the back of the net.
And your sack, son.
Passed it in the fucking ticky-tacky.
Take it round him. Can't go through him. Take it round him.
Mm.
But yes, so yeah, happy.
Oh, of course, I was going to start with Palmer.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
But Palmer, yeah, they've got the sponsors.
They've got a lot of
What is it, Serie B club?
Calcio B, no, isn't it? No, as you said, happy FIFA day to everyone. Yeah, that's about all that's happening in my week as well.
Yeah.
Although I did go on a little journey of discovery. I'll share two little bits with you. I learned about myself. That my... it's a bit blue. I don't want to...
when is it?
Any kids out there, cover your ears. Lads, you might want to cover your ears because, you know, don't want to make you jealous. Ladies, you might slip out your chairs here.
But I can do that.
It turns out that my willy is the exact size of two Argos pencils. so that's one thing. And the second thing is that I'm now banned from Argos. Lifetime ban.
Lifetime ban.
Anyway, we'll crack on with the football, ladies and gentlemen. And as we said at the top there...
Hey, look at this. First one out, son.
What have we got on?
Roma versus Milan.
Milan, no? Against the Romans.
Because Liverpool and Newcastle just finished.
Liverpool and Newcastle just finished on a Super Sunday. But yeah, we'll start. Go!
Go!
Oh, what was the other thing he said? No, I was going to do... Spuggy's laugh, man.
Yeah.
Short of rage now, while no one out there knows it.
No, I know.
Anyway, we'll start at the John Smith Stadium. Huddersfield 0, Tottenham Hotspurs 4. Harry Kane with a brace. Ben Davis and Sissoko.
Scores a goal. First Premier League goal, isn't it?
Something like that.
4-4-4.
For a long time.
Yeah, for Tottenham, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
But really, it was a fucking terrible goal.
Yeah. Is it Lossell? Is it, I can't pronounce his name. Or was he a different one in goal today for Huddersfield? Lucille?
Oh, the German one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, Huddersfield, one of the best defences in the Premier League this season they've had. But, I mean, Tottenham, such a devastating performance. Really just showed their absolute class.
Dave Wagner was not happy.
Oh, Dave Wagner kicking right off, wasn't he? Weren't pleased at all. Harry Kane...
one of our own.
Oh, one of our own. Score.
Oh, right at your arse.
Right at your arse, is it all? And as we're speaking of it, your arse, ladies and gentlemen, here's a quick tip for you.
You know, I've got to have this on my gravestone when I die.
Never, ladies and gentlemen, and I mean this, never.
Never go to bed with an itchy arse because you'll wake up with a smelly finger.
That's right. You know it, son.
Probably the greatest thing you have ever said to me.
I've taught you well. I've taught you well, young Jedi.
Well, I tell you what, when I'm feeling low, when I'm feeling sad, I think of that quote and it makes me giggle. I honestly got it's one of my favourite things you've ever said.
yes. So Harry Kane now scored against 25 of 26 opponents in the Premier League that he's faced. The only team he hasn't scored against, Al, in the Premier League. He scored an own goal, I think, once. But no, it's Cardiff, Al.
Cardiff?
They're across the bridge from us.
Cardiff? They're not across the bridge, Ash. Cleckley's across the bridge.
Nah, you're like that. Like, anyway,
Cardiff's up the road.
Cardiff's up the road, man. And Harry Kane, of course, with them two goals, 13 goals in September alone now for Harry Kane.
Making up from August, isn't he?
Exactly. Both for club and country, that is, you know, score for England, didn't he?
Did you remember? September.
September, son. Been and gone now.
Oh, yeah, of course, it's 1st of August.
1st of October, October today, that's right.
Halloween's coming, Halloween's coming.
And that's actually matched Messi and Ronaldo's highest scoring months as well. Mm-hmm. Both got 13, I don't know if they were September's, but both had 13 in a month once.
Hey, he's on another level, isn't he?
Oh, he's different gravy. And quick shout out to Ben Davis, of course, who obviously Danny Rose. I don't know if you've heard of him. You might want to Google Ben Davis because he's because he'll be watching him a lot from the bench, I think, if he continues this. 3 goals and 3 assists in his last 9 Premier League games, and really stamping his claim for that first.
I like Ben Davis actually. I think he's a good player.
He was really, really good at Swansea. And he's going to Tottenham. I think everyone at Swansea was very disappointed, you know, homegrown lad and all that.
He wasn't.
he wasn't, no. But to see him go, obviously, you know, very disappointing.
I can't believe that, right? I'm going to Tottenham.
I'm going to Tottenham, boys.
I'm going to pick my carrots up now and I'm going to back off. Now, do-do, boys, do-do. Hey, don't forget to fax me my faggots.
Do-do.
Do-do, boys. Right back.
Anyway.
I can ramp it up, son, and show my Welshness.
We don't often show it, Al. We don't often show
no,
it.
No, I don't.
But, yes. Spurs at the third of the table, really showing... well, I know they're 5 points behind the top two, innit? But showing, I mean, this is a game, maybe not last season, maybe the season before that, you know, 2-3 years ago, they'd go and just get a draw out of these sorts of games. This now, these are the sort of games, they're proven to be contenders now for the very top.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to beat the big teams when you play them. But it's not, you've got to beat this is the bread and butter of your results. You've got to beat all these teams.
I thought of a question to ask you yesterday when I was masturbating. when I was watching Tottenham. How long will it be until they win the league?
How long will it be until they win the league? A long time.
Yeah?
Yeah, a long time.
You don't think?
If they don't win it this season... It'll be a long time, I think. Because...
You heard it first, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
Well, I've been wrong with
that. Bundesliga now.
I said, I said at the start of the season, Everton would be top four, so yeah. Don't listen to me. But I just think the players there now, we've got Kane. Ali is going to go with us in the summer, I think. Eriksen, he's similar to Kane. He's on another level, I think. And we've said on here for a year or so now, he can go and walk into Barcelona, he can walk into Real Madrid and look one of the best players in their side. Harry Kane, like you said, you know, and if them players start going, if the team starts breaking up, you never know with Harry Kane, says, look, I want to win things now.
Man United.
I'm the best, you know, I'm one of the best strikers, one of the best goal scorers in the world. I should be winning things. I should be top level now. So you don't know. If one or two just go, it could set off the catalyst for the rest of them to say, well, no, you know, it's breaking up. This is my time to go to the top club now and win the very, you know, top trophies. So I just think that's going to happen. The money's not being pumped in to get top level talent. You know, they've bought some very good players and he's picked out some real bargains.
Yeah.
But it comes a time, much like a lot of other teams, when you just have to go and buy the best in the world. And the money's not there for them to do that, especially the stadium, the finances. Can they, you know, will they be able to do that over the next 3-4 years? You know, you just don't know. So, and then, obviously, you've got the manager, Poch, who's obviously proven his worth. Will one of the bigger clubs, like we said before, Real Madrid,
Paris Saint-Germain,
Barcelona, even Manchester United. We all know Jose, he looks happy and content at Manchester United, I think. Obviously, he's going to be so proud of what he'd done at Chelsea and Real Madrid, etc. But I think this is the job he wanted when he was leaving Porto all them years ago. This is the job he's always wanted. But then, you know what I mean? He doesn't stay in jobs very long. You look at it over his career, 3-4 years, and he's off. So you just wonder then, would they go for someone like Poch then? You know what I mean? Who's proven his worth. Yeah. And then there's another factor gone away from... what does look like a bright future for Tottenham. So I just think if it doesn't happen this year, which they are my tip to win it this year, but the way I didn't foresee Man United and Man City starting this well, to be honest with you. But it's early days, so I'd say they don't win it this year. I mean, they are so close. They should have, you know, they should have beat Leicester the title. Very close last year. So I just think, it's going to start slipping away. Slowly, you know, catchy monkey.
And then you have there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the answer to my question.
Yeah.
Bit long-winded, but...
it's complete bullshit now. Won't happen, son. They'll win it the next 5 years running, though. Anyway, we'll move on. Huddersfield, obviously, with some good results at the start of the season, they could afford to lose this one. Not really, you know, we can't afford to lose games, but, you know, they're in a position where
it's not a huge, huge worry that they lost it. And obviously, you know, conceded four against a very good Spurs side. So, awfully good international break for them. Gather themselves and get back to running a tighter ship at the back, etc., etc. We'll move on to Bournemouth. Where do they play, huh? Where do they play?
Bournemouth, they play in the Vitality Stadium, don't they?
Is that where they play? Sorry there, Swig of Tea.
They play in Bournemouth.
They play in Bournemouth, do they? That's why they
Yeah, I chose the Vitality Stadium.
Yeah. Anyway, not much to it. Bournemouth 0, Leicester 0. Not a lot to say, really. Bournemouth extended their good record in the Premier League over Leicester. Now 5 Premier League games unbeaten against them. That's about it. I mean, we've said about... Bournemouth, nice for them to get a clean sheet. Still struggling in front of goals. But, you know, looking at the table, Leicester right down there. Only just above the bottom three.
Yeah, no, I just looked at
real struggle.
Yeah.
Real, concerning time for them, I think. And Craig Shakespeare, obviously the fans will be openly stayed. But every week I've got to be done with it. but yeah, nothing much to that. We'll move on then.
Tell you what, son, if you carry on with crappy Shakespeare jokes... You'll be barred.
anyway, we'll move on to Old Trafford. Big surprise at Old Trafford. Crystal Palace manager shot on target.
There's an improvement there.
An improvement there. But the bad news for them is Manu stuck 4 past them without much competition in way of defending. Juan Mata opening the scoring. Fellaini with a double, and Lukaku with his...
7th goal in 7 games.
7th goal in 7 games.
Tagged with Andrew Cole.
Andrew Cole. And someone asked me, if there's 7 Lukakus walking down the street, and they sort of bumped into 7 Andrew Coles, each had 7 goals. Anyway, I said, I don't know, and the old place blew up.
Romelu Lukaku was on his way to St. Ives.
That's the one.
And he met Andrew Cole.
That's the one.
Who had 7 goals.
Some strange British man with
that. Who was going to St. Ives?
Not British. Was he German or something? Austrian,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, German.
Some German asking me. Anyway.
Gruber.
Over the phone. Over the phone. Yeah. How'd you get this number?
Simon Seth. Simon Gruber.
How'd you get my number? Anyway, yes. He, as he said, Master Andrew Cole is scoring his first 7 Premier League appearances for Man United. And he's now scored 19 goals in the last 21 appearances. Crystal Palace in the same 21 appearances have managed to score 18 goals. So there we are. Lukaku is officially better than the whole of Crystal Palace.
Yep.
Who
were on the market for a international superstar this week? They don't know if they signed him, but Carlton Cole.
Carlton Cole. Celtic legend, Carlton Cole.
Carlton Cole. They desperately need a world-class striker. So
they sent out the Carlton sign high into the sky.
Who managed to score, 2 goals? In his whole time in China?
In his whole career? No, he's a very good player, obviously.
Oh, he's a very good player.
Very good player. Fellaini with a brace, as we said, and his 2 goals from 3 shots this season, more than his last 2 years combined, which isn't bad and shows the faith Mourinho's putting into him, with him getting forward and defending, and it's very strange. He just looks like a very, very good player nowadays.
Mario Fellaini?
Yeah, compared to...
can't stand him.
No, still absolutely not. Absolutely dirty, filthy player as well, I find, but... he looks, well, at the moment, in that Man United team, he looks like a world beater. So where's it come from, isn't it? Juan Mata as well.
Nothing, mate. What's Mata doing?
He doesn't get a lot of attention there, but he's such an important player.
Yeah, though. Fuck yes.
Jose player as well. He was player of the year under him at Chelsea, wasn't he?
Yes. How many goals he sets up, how many he gets in.
Absolutely tremendous player, as we said. So,
he said he's the most... points I earned last season on
your dream team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, a quick word for Marcus Rashford as well. Another good game for him. Now involved in 9 goals in his last 10 games for Man United. 5 goals and 4 assists coming in from that left, setting him up. Really troubling defenders, just getting the ball and running at them, which is what we like to see.
Yes.
You know, get on the edge of the seat.
Run,
ball, run. But yeah, Man United, easy win for them. 4-0 against Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace, don't worry, Roy. Only one more game left, mate.
And he'll be back with us.
Be back with us and having a chat, and we'll cook something up. Move on then to the Britannia Stadium. 2-1 Stoke winners against Southampton. Mama Babadouf, whatever his name is. Peter Crouch with the winner after Yoshida equalised for Southampton. And fatty boom boom Berahino missed the penalty.
Yes, he did.
Not scored now in 31 hours and 20 odd minutes of football.
Here for the bum bum.
In the Premier League. I mean,
utter shite.
That's Carlton Cole level, that is. Do you know what I mean? So, fantastic record that is. But much needed win for Stoke as well, I think.
Yes,
it's been struggling for results. 2-1 winners. Peter the Crouch, as we said, with a winner. Such an important player for them as well, really. Yeah. He's still scoring goals. Banged him in last season.
He scored a lot of goals, didn't he?
Banged him in last season. Passed his 100 Premier League goals.
He's a lovely guy from England as well.
And no, that's right.
He's got a hell of a lot of goals for England as well, hasn't he?
Yeah,
like 27 goals.
Very good record. But Gareth Regal, Southgate doesn't look at things like that. He doesn't look at things like that, son.
Yeah, what's he about? Fabian Delphine.
Oh, don't fucking start.
Yeah, one good. He came on as a sub. He scored a brilliant goal, and then he's in the England squad.
I get you in. Don't worry about that. That's it. Ridiculous. Don't get me started, son. Southampton are really struggling. Another loss for them.
Yes.
Not many wins for them and Pellegrino.
Yes,
Pellegrino. Got it right this time.
Pellegrini.
Is it?
No.
Pellegrino.
Pellegrino, yes, that's it.
Pellegrino. Pellegrino. Dippo, hold the door. I mean, job club two, son. He'll be gone soon, I think. Not playing great football. Like a lot of Premier League. I mean, there was a few clean sheets about this weekend, though. But not many keep the too many clean sheets of Hampton not doing it, not picking up points.
See if they've got penalty or Fraser.
Yeah, well, he's quality keeper, isn't he? You know what I mean? In a struggling side, so he's only going to look better and better.
Yeah.
If his shots are being pinged at him here, there, and everywhere.
If we worked for Jordan Beckford last season.
Well, very true. They wouldn't have won nothing. Wouldn't have won a point, probably, Sunderland. But yeah. Cracking win for Stoke, home win, gets them back on track a little bit. As we said, Diouf, Crouch, but I mean, you know, he's got a few strikers on the books, isn't he?
Mm.
Diouf, Crouch, Berahino. There's another one as well, I can't remember his name now. Choco, the lad they got from Germany.
Oh,
Choco, he scored twice against United, didn't he?
Choco Biscuit.
Chocolato. I don't know his name. Anyway.
It's a double barrel name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's him. Name's gone. But yeah, they've got a few strikers there, you've got some options there. Obviously, the talent there, so yeah.
They got Water Wisdom as well, didn't they? Jesse P.
In the picture of how it's gonna be. Yes, he's there as well, of course he is. So he's got plenty of options there to pick from up front, attacking wise, yeah. So yeah, it's about time they won a game, to be honest with you, then.
It is, win a games. Number one.
No. So we'll move on to the next game. Last one before half time. We'll go to the Hawthorns, where Desmond was about. And watch out, Desmond's about. It's a 2-2. West Brom against Watford. Rondon and Johnny Evans put them 2-0 up, I believe. Didn't they? West Brom 2-0 up. And then Decore, was it? Yeah, I think it was 2-0 up, I think. Or was it Decore?
Hey, that Chad Evans is on FIFA.
Is he?
Yeah, I tried saying him the other day. Priced me out, he did. Yeah.
You still got the women's game on there, have they? The women's football.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
I haven't checked that. I haven't seen that.
I didn't notice if they have.
Maybe it was a toss-up either the women's game or Chet Evans.
Do you know what?
Can we say that? I don't know.
Oh, it's internationals, aren't it?
They all, yeah, only have internationals, yeah. But I would assume they're still on there.
They wouldn't take him off, would they?
No. But, yes, so Johnny Evans, Decore and Kieran Richarlison for Watford.
We were fifth yesterday in the league.
Fifth yesterday. Marco Silva.
What's the score?
After today's game.
Probably about eighth.
Eighth, I think. Down to eighth. Yeah, because Burnley had a
Burnley
good win.
Six, no?
Battle, obviously, we'll get onto that. Yeah, two each. I mean, it was last minute the equaliser for Watford. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, Windy Pops, is this son?
Yes, yes, yes. It was indeed. Oh, and again, and again. Oh,
oh.
You're putting that tea out.
You shooting on a heart attack.
I don't know, son. Oh, I'm sweating. But yeah, I mean, it was just cracking. It always feels better when you get a point or a win, when you get that last minute, you know, the goal that makes a difference.
Yeah, always.
You know, it makes that point seem like three then to them, especially. And Watford, as we said, I want to mark the silver on that tremendous season. And this Richarlison looks a decent talent. Brazilian. 20 years old? 21?
I don't know.
Only a youngster.
He turned down a bigger club than Watford to join Watford.
Well, this is the thing now. I mean, we've seen it more and more, which is great, because they know they're going to play more. He knows he's going to go Watford. He's going to play more games and develop over the next three seasons. And if he carries on like his scoring goals in the Premier League, then, you know, you're going to get them top 6, 7, 8 clubs. Well, who's to say Watford won't be one of those this season? But, you know, those traditional big clubs looking at someone, you know, that player and thinking, well, we'll have him now. You know what I mean? He's seasoned. He's
Man City will have him.
Man City will have him, son. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, they'll have him. Love him down here. Well, yeah, another draw for West Brom. It seems like they draw 38 games a season. You swear to God, they draw every game.
Yeah.
But Rondon as well, he doesn't score enough at all, does he, really? Such a talented striker. Pacey is strong, cracking in the air. He just doesn't score. Enough.
He scores, but he doesn't.
No. He's got.
Maybe he's just not getting enough quality passes to him.
Well, that's true enough, yeah.
You know?
He might be happy there. It doesn't maybe suit their his style of play, sort of thing, like you said. Oh, well, who knows? So result. Anyway. We'll call that half time out.
There we go, Sad. Guess the two.
Go on. Guess the two. Oh, well, the kazoo. Well,
fucking half time, Bristol first.
Half time kazoo.
Ready? Half-time.
Guess the two. Guess the two on kazoo, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone modern.
He's gone
all modern on us with Despacito.
I wonder what that means. I've heard it loads of times on the radio.
I don't know.
Ask Google.
We'll see, Liz. We all learn together.
Okay, Google. What does Despacito mean?
Slowly.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Google.
Despacito mean?
Slowly.
Oh, you're too Welsh for that.
Okay, Google. What does Despacito mean?
Slowly.
I can't get fucking slow on that, can I?
You could not have sounded more Welsh then. Despacito.
Okay, Google. What does Despacito mean?
Slowly.
Oh, fuck it.
Let's have a go. Come on. Do you have to say okay, Google?
Yeah.
Okay, Google. What does Despacito mean?
Slowly.
Fuck off. That means slowly. It means slowly, you fucking dick.
I fucking know. It's a joke, twat. That's the whole point. I played the song. I did this morning. I was like, I wonder what that means. Like, Despacito, what does it mean? I was like, slowly. I'm like, I didn't say that fast, did I? I'll have him later.
We'll cut this bit out, son.
What do you vote then?
Anyway, Gemin, we are.
I've been waiting to do that all day.
You're fucking funny. You're funny at all, son. Oh, fair do, no. You had me, son. You had me.
Twat.
Oh, fair enough, son. 25 years, first time you've had me. First time you've had me in 25 years. You won't have me again, son. I tell you though. Got more chance for wank off the pup than having me again. Let me tell you now, son.
Oh, I'm a little boy, son.
What are we doing? We're half time, ladies and gentlemen. We're the Ashnell Premier League podcast. On V, your fucking eyes lit up when I said let me have a goal as well. I fucking should have known then. Anyway, we're on v2football.com, ladies and gentlemen. Get on it for some cracking articles. All things football. And, of course, check out all the other podcasts on the site, including the 72 show, which all things Football League, all news and reviews from the week in the Football League. You've got the original V2 Football podcast, all things world football news, stories, transfers, quiz, just a general good football debate and a bit of fun. You've also got to look out for is the Hipster's Guide to Europe, all things European football, European league. Still laughing, Al? Still laughing, son.
I didn't think it would react that way.
You're interested in youth football, academy football, then don't forget to check out the old V2 Academy series, which is on during the summer, Series 2 and Series 1. If you haven't caught any of those, great catch-up. And, of course, check out the brand-new Broken But Glorious Wrestling podcast from V2 Football, reviewing all the major pay-per-views and all the other independent wrestling. Everything going on.
Hell in the cell tonight, isn't it?
Everything going on in the circuit. Is there?
Is it Hell in the cell tonight?
I've got no idea, son. I'm out of the loop, as they say.
Was it the 24th?
I'm out of the loop, son.
There we have a...
Completely after.
Let me have a look.
Sorry there, last sip of tea. Anyway, and of course, we are still sponsored by artoffootball.com.
Oh, before we go on it,
go on.
Obviously,
go on.
Tuesday night, Port Talbot Social Club.
Yes, okay. Yes.
All places are now full.
All full now,
ladies. We're all full, but please still come along. You know, yeah. There's tea and biscuits.
Plenty.
All the procedure money will go to procedure. No procedure.
Proceeds.
Proceeds will go to Save the Kazoo Fun.
Yes.
As I said, all spots, slots have been taken up.
All slots taken.
But please come along. Obviously, we're trying to raise money as well with the tea and biscuit section. You know, Doreen will be there.
Doreen, God bless her.
She's got a lovely fucking cream baps out.
Yes.
She will. Beautiful.
You don't want to miss Doreen's cream baps.
So, as I said, Tuesday night, up at 7, Port Talbot Social Club.
There we go.
First lesson of the Kazoo.
Yes.
I just want to tell everybody.
Obviously, we mentioned it, broke the news last week about that. Don't, as we said, please come along, raise the money, give as much as you can.
Yeah.
You know, just
save the broken Kazoo funds.
Save the broken Kazoo. As we said, don't let the fact that all the slots are filled put you off. And obviously, don't come for Arsenal. Always come for the Kazoo.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, is all we can say. And as we said there, we are, of course, sponsored by Art of Football still. It hasn't changed in the last half hour. Whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments as they try to emulate the moments that you never forget, that capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt or print, whatever you may order, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. Artoffootball.com, at Artoffootball on Twitter, search for it on Facebook and Instagram, and enter the promo code Arsenal for the exclusive 10% discount, ladies and gentlemen.
8th of October.
8th of October.
Hell in a cell.
Hell in a cell. A week today then.
Next Sunday.
Week today. Right, so Al.
Ooh, pardon me.
Oh, give us a toot for the second half.
Wee wee.
Right. Slowly, Al. That's thick. Anyway, we go to the Bobby Moore Stadium as West Ham 1-0 winners against Swansea. Last minute winner for Sacco, sacking off that Jax. Heartbreaking for Swansea. Heartbreaking, but
who says?
Well, for Swansea fans, though. Swansea fans,
I teaches them to fucking park outside my backyard.
Yeah,
teaches them to block me in.
Well, exactly right, Al. Exactly right.
Not let me get into my own fucking property.
But it should teach them to play better football because they've been atrocious most of this season so far.
I reckon they'll go down.
I think you're right, Al, because they're not scoring goals, obviously.
All right, and the bottom three now would be the bottom three.
Yeah.
At the end of the season.
It won't be... I tell you, it won't be far off at all, Al, because they're not scoring... Obviously, Llorente's gone. He was a big reason why they stayed up. Guilfi, of course, obviously, as well.
Oh God, yeah. With he was the reason they stayed up.
With his assists and free kicks and goals, and they just don't look at it at all. When they get to that final third, there's nothing there at all. No ideas. When you look at what they've got, they've got Tammy Abraham.
Tammy Abrahams.
They rely on this youngster to, you know, to propel them up the table. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Inexperienced in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Hasn't got a great deal of service around him.
Fucking Wilfred Bramble.
Wilfred Bramble.
they're saying back from Stoke, you know.
Wilfred Borney.
Oh, Borney.
Come on, Wilfred Borney.
I thought it was a bit strange.
Score some goals for Swansea. Huh?
I thought it was Wilfred Bramble from Step Runcer.
No. Wilfred Borney.
Tammy!
Who? I mean, I think we said, might have said last time, even in his first spell at Swansea, it took him a good seven, eight games to really get going. And of course, he went to Man City, he's been to Stoke. Where was he? Where was he last season?
Been to Man City and Stoke City and everywhere in between.
But
he's never been to me.
Never
been. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Woo-hey. But anyway, he's not hitting heights yet either. He never really did at Man City or Stoke. Never got the game time either, really.
That pesh.
To never get into his stride at either club. And they're saying he's match fit now at Swansea, so they need to be... He's an experienced Premier League striker. So whatever the agreement they got with Chelsea, whether it's to play Tammy Abraham so many games out of the league, you know what I mean, to be in there each and every week, well, you need to think the safety now. If that's the agreement, you need to just say, look, we need to cut the losses here. We need to give Borney a chance because he's an experienced Premier League striker. Or whether he tries to play in both, you don't know. That's a risky, you know, not many sides playing the two up front nowadays, but, you know. But we just talk about West Ham because they got a win, last minute win, as we said, Sacco. Cracking win. Picking up points now, a little bit under Bilic. Still under a lot of pressure, really, as the manager. Still, you know, you wouldn't be surprised if you woke up any day of the week and he was gone.
I wake up every day of the week, I do.
No, but if he's gone.
Ooh.
Slaven.
He's never lived here.
Well, he comes round at night and he has a meal and we have a takeaway and we have a nice night and in the morning he's gone.
Oh.
Doesn't even order nothing.
Wow. Well,
huh?
It's the way he is.
It's the way he is. Yeah, sees him on ITV then. In fucking Brazil, like, you know? It's not on.
I always thought he looked like the Kurgan from Highlander.
Yeah.
Watch Highlander, sir. So. Looks like the Kurgan.
The film or the TV series?
Ah, the fucking film.
The film.
Christopher Lambert. Christopher
Lambert.
He looks like, what's his name? Clancy Brown, the actor.
I don't know. Anyway, an unsuccessful trip to the capital for Swansea. Never kept a clean sheet away to West Ham in 31 games.
Never!
Yes.
Shut your mouth.
Conceded 74 goals in those 31 games away to West Ham, and they've only won just twice there. So there we are. Facts and figures for you there, ladies and gentlemen.
Figures and facts.
Facts and figures. The evening kickoff then, biggest game of the weekend, you might say. Chelsea 0, Manchester City 1. Kevin De Bruyne, yeah, so good chunk of it.
So first off.
Kevin De Bruyne, lovely goal.
I have more important things to watch that.
Lovely finish. Strictly
set.
Strictly. But nine of his last 11 goals have come from outside the box.
Well, so no of his goals come outside the box?
Huh? No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Nine.
No.
Nine.
No goals.
Nine.
That's a funny fact.
Beautiful striker.
Beautiful.
Beautiful striker.
Beautiful.
And Pep. As you said, for the first time he's beaten Chelsea.
First time he's beaten Chelsea ever, isn't it?
As manager, so big win for them, isn't it? You know, beating the reigning champions.
Big win.
They've beaten there.
Keep them top of the league by one goal.
One goal, that's right. So absolute cracking. De Bruyne, obviously, Pep, you know, can't say enough about him. Saying, oh, what a player he is, the complete player. Even Conte coming out and saying, you know, we're missing a player like that.
Well, he should have sold him.
Should have sold him. Should have played him when he had him.
Yeah.
Chelsea have now dropped 8 points in the 4 home games this season, which is 2 more points than they dropped the whole last season.
I think they finished fourth.
Yeah. But, again, I mean, obviously Hazard's come back from injury. He's looking strong. But sure, he just doesn't want to start him. I mean,
I know.
Tremendous win against Madrid in a week.
The commentators were saying yesterday, what does he have to do to...
Don't understand it. Every time he comes on, he scores, man. Yeah. You know, he scored the goal. Obviously, they were going to win the league anyway. He scored the goal to confirm they won a league. He comes on...
He scored against Atletico, didn't he?
Last minute, what a cracking game that was. What a performance as well to go there. And then to come up with a disappointing performance again, Man City. I mean, they had a couple of chances, but nothing clear-cut. But like you said, he's an out-and-out striker. You know, he scores goals. Put him on and give him this chance. Like, God, why is he there otherwise? He was not going to do it, didn't he? You know, rather than say, you know, what he did yesterday, really, he would say, oh, you know, Hazard's going to be our most forward player. Wasn't playing as a striker, but he was the most forward player.
Dalami, didn't he?
Who's that?
Maratto. Came off injured in the 44th minute, didn't he?
Yeah. And he'd rather put Hazard as the most forward player, really. Not as a striker, but as the most forward. It just doesn't make sense when you've got him on the bench. It's just, you know, it's almost like he's carrying his nose to spite his face, you know what I mean? I mean, Costa, yes, he was a handful, but he'd still be at Chelsea. It was Conte who said, you know, supposedly, we just know what's reported. Conte was the one who said, we don't want you. Basically, it wasn't Costa who turned around and said, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
It was only he turned around and done that and chucked his toys completely out the pram when Conte said, we want to get rid of you. It was the only time really he's come out and said it, wasn't it? So, I think there's a few bits of growing tension there. I don't think Conte will be there next season.
No.
No
chance.
So, whether he'll be there in the new year, you don't know either. If he's going to, you know, obviously Abramovich doesn't like confrontations with the manager. You know, we all heard the news this week from Bayern. Ancelotti gone.
Yes, yeah.
Had a very successful spell at Chelsea. They never should have got rid of him. Won the double there, didn't he?
With more points than Guardiola did.
He's a fantastic man. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
I know they lost 3-0 to Paris Saint-Germain.
I mean, I think we said at the start of the season, you look at the manager in the Premier League, you know, you look at Mourinho, you look at Pep, Wenger, Conte, who else? There's another one now I'm thinking of. Poch. You know, you look at all in world football now, you know, Europe, the best managers out there you'd name are all in the Premier League,
yeah,
except for Ancelotti. When you look at, you know, the teams, are, you know, the top teams, Barcelona, Real Madrid, you know, they got Zidane, but no, you, same as Pep, you don't know what he's, you know, when he was at Barcelona, you don't know what he's like as a coach,
yeah,
because he's got the absolute best in the world players to go out and play for.
Well-beaten teams.
Exactly. So you can't class them as, you know,
I would the say best Simone. About.
Simone, yeah, because he's done it consistently.
Yeah.
And like you said, he hasn't had that huge money. He's had to build a squad.
So and every boss and owner manager comes in, they just basically inherited Frank Rijkaard's fucking team.
Yeah, and system of play, basically everything the principles he put into play a long time ago. But yeah, you'd say European wise, most, you know, of the top managers are in the Premier League, and I think it'd just be great to see Ancelotti join them as well.
Yeah.
Wherever he may be, you know what I mean? Obviously, if it was someone like Chelsea, you don't know his history with Abramovich, how it ended. But obviously that would mean Conte going as well, so that's another good manager going. As we discussed, then evident bang in trouble, got money, whether that's something that would appeal to Ancelotti if Koeman did go, which looks more than likely each and every week after every result with Everton. But yeah, I just love to see him. I love him. I think he's a fantastic manager. He's the best about him and Mourinho. I'd say I put up there with the best about at the moment for the last 10 years easily. But yeah, so anyway, Chelsea struggling. That's what we're saying now. That's what it boils down to.
That's what we're saying.
We'll move on to Super Sunday then quickly.
I didn't see any of Super Sunday. Well, I saw the second half of Newcastle,
Arsenal 2, Brighton and Hove Albion 0. Fair do to Arsenal. They've had to beat 2 teams here.
Yeah.
So that's no mean feat.
1 goal each for each team.
Yeah, so 1-0 basically they beat.
Yeah.
Each team. Monreal and Iwobi.
Yeah.
The macho man Monreal. And
Sandy having that soundbite on.
Yeah, it is. Fair dues. And it will be Monreal's first Premier League goal
first
since.
Against
since.
Dig it!
First Premier League goal since March 2013 against Swansea City, of all people. And of course, the big thing coming out is Arsene Wenger now beating 45 different opponents in the Premier League, surpassing.
Jean-Claude Van Damme in kickboxer.
Yes, basically. Not so cow. Is what they call Wenger from now on. Fucking no one out there knows what we're talking about.
That's Lucy's favourite film.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a crack, isn't it? Take your fucking gloves off, John. Take them off, John. God's sake, man, they're not helping you.
Get them in some glass, son.
But yes, beating 45 different opponents in the Premier League, surpassing Sir Alex Ferguson's 44, of course. And they're up to fifth, are they? Fourth or fifth now, Arsenal? I think they're fourth. Fifth. Are they fourth? Are they fifth?
Fifth.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I just said earlier, didn't I?
Tottenham third.
Yeah.
Chelsea fourth. Arsenal fifth.
Arsenal
fifth. And the next team we're going to talk about, Burnley in sixth.
Oh, Jesus.
Burnley battled hard at Goodison Park to a 1-0 win. Jeff Kendrick with the winner in the first half.
Jimmy's brother.
Jimmy's brother's son, that's right. Everton absolutely, well, just falling apart from them. The money he's spent this season, as we said, is getting worse and worse for him every single result, European wise and Premier League wise.
Oh, fucking doing terrible.
My goodness. Not kept a clean sheet now in their last six Premier League games.
Should have bought fucking Bigfoot, should they?
No. Well, it's not just that. We said it. I mean, everyone's saying it now. We've been saying it for a couple
of weeks. Too
slow. Too slow. There's no pace there. They're all saying it there on Sky, which we've said now. We were first.
But they listen to this podcast.
Of course,
like,
they do.
And they're like, oh,
what do we see in a week? What do they text you in a week now?
Yes. Debate about the defending.
Debate. Yeah. The art of defending is gone, which I banged on to you about for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And obviously, the podcast started. I bored everyone else with it then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's completely gone, and now apparently
so
now
after 5 minutes,
everyone's just discovered that this is happening now. You know what I mean? They can all now see it. Oh, come on, man! It's been apparent for years and years and years. This is why it's the most exciting league in the world, because no one can fucking defend. You know what I mean? You know, Spain is, you know, the clean sheets all over the shop. You know. For the top teams, anyway, but that's because the other teams are fucking shit in attack as well, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Italy, but it transfers in to international football. Because if you can think of the top defenders in the world, maybe one, two out of the top 10 play in a Premier League. The rest are all in Spain or Italy, where they still know how to defend.
Germany,
exactly. Where they still know how to defend and not try and play first and defend second. You know what I mean? In one respect, I blame Rio Ferdinand, because he made it just look so easy coming out and playing. And,
damn you, Rio Ferdinand!
And defending. He made it look so easy, and everyone wanted to be Rio Ferdinand then. You know what I mean? It absolutely, you just can't get over how good he was.
Boxing now.
Fair dues. But yeah, I mean, you know, and Everton, as you said, they're too slow. Jagielka, Williams, even Michael Keane is not blessed with pace. Great, good defender, but he's not blessed with pace.
Only when he's in his minis.
Yes. And you got Leighton Baines, not getting any younger. All these guys, and obviously we've talked about the players they bought in Gylfi and Rooney and Klaassen. You know what I mean? Fuck me. Huh? My old nan, 96 over in Ireland, off her face on vodka, would beat him in a foot race, son.
She's still like, is she?
I think so. I don't know, son. Either that or she's distilled.
She pickled herself.
I think she has. Pickled in vodka, son. it's all like this, Jim. She don't listen.
No. Call me Elvis once. Was that fucking, that was like nearly 20 years ago or something?
Jesus Christ, yeah, it was. But yeah,
Jesus Christ, he looks like Elvis.
A quick word, Al, I've said it a couple of weeks already now, I know you don't like to talk about it, but Sean Dyche is signing.
He's a prick.
You have to, I mean, tremendous.
You fuck all that.
Fantastic season they're having, Al. Fantastic job he's doing. As we said last season, you put that Burnley defence and his organisation skills into Liverpool, for instance, and they're absolutely fly away with this league, without a doubt.
I can see Sean Dyche being the next Liverpool manager.
Well, in an ideal world, you'd look at his style of defending and his, organisation skills, and then you'd look at, Klopp there, like we said, Liverpool, as we talked about them. Between them two, that's a perfect manager there.
Yeah.
To have your defence so well organised and so well drilled. And then obviously you Klopp side them with the attacking flair and the high pressing. But then obviously, is there a side out there who can do that, can put so much effort?
Owned by Americans.
Yeah.
Why don't they bring in the NFL style management?
Yeah.
Of one coach for defending, one coach for attacking.
Could happen,
isn't it?
But then, who knows?
Jurgen Klopp on his big fucking mic.
But then you won. It's the Gatorade. Gatorade over the head at the end there.
Don't feel it because you know to pass the ball.
Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Say goodbye to the PPI.
Tell Coutinho, get to the chopper.
Get your head down, get to the chopper.
But yeah, just fantastic. But then you wonder then, if a team like that could put so much effort and organisation into defending and shutting down a team from playing, can they then turn into that attacking team? You can't have both sort of thing in that one side, So I don't think it would be possible. But if you could merge two managers, I think that would make a tremendous manager. It's not going to happen, obviously, because it's illegal now, I think, isn't it? It's illegal, isn't it?
Splicing, isn't it? It's called splicing.
Splice
your DNA.
Human centipede, huh? Klopp and Dyche, human centipede.
Klopp will be on
who'd
the
you
ass.
Have on the back? Yeah, would you have Klopp on the ass? We'd love that.
Klopp will be on the ass.
You've got to look at his fucking teeth, haven't you? Yeah.
His big fucking bulging eyes. Look at my eyes. Look me in the eye.
It's what he does, hypnotize people's eyes, what he is. So, and obviously the last game of Super Sunday was Newcastle.
Who are
they? That's now Newcastle against Liverpool. One each. Did they finish one each?
We were one all.
Coutinho with a lovely trademark curling effort into the goals. Into the kill.
He curled one out, did he?
Curled one out again. He's recovering well from that bad back. Fair dues. It's a miracle, absolutely miracle. Who scored for Newcastle, do we know?
Jocelyn, is it?
Jocelyn. I was just going to say, what's that song?
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Singing, dancing, son. We turn anyone into a song on the Arsenal Premier League podcast. But yes, good home point for Newcastle against obviously a good attack inside Liverpool. But these are the games, newly promoted
these
side.
These are the games, my friend. I thought they never end. I heard that this week.
Is it?
Yeah, fucking haven't heard it for years.
These are the games.
La 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 la.
Games like
la,
these.
La la la.
Liverpool need to be winning if they're going to be challenging.
Yes.
Even for the top four, they need to win because
yes.
We've seen the two Manchester clubs step it up this season. Tottenham looking solid again. This Liverpool sort of turning into the Tottenham of a few years ago could really put
Christian Gross Tottenham.
Yeah, my ticket. No one knows what we're talking about now. No one knows. but yeah, as we said at the very start of the show, Tottenham a few years ago wouldn't be able to get a result at Huddersfield.
No.
Would be able to get a draw, and that would be, lucky. But they could perform well against the big teams. Liverpool, and under Klopp especially, always perform well against the big teams. Beat a lot of the big teams.
Yes.
But the games like this, newly, don't get me
the
wrong.
The games that matter.
Newcastle are going to be confident because they've had a good three or four games.
Of course.
And they're up there, but still, the quality Liverpool had.
Rafa had a good result and no mercy with Brock.
So he's on a high, obviously. Yeah. But but these are the games. Liverpool, essentially against a newly promoted side, they should be head and shoulders above Newcastle. Mm. And they should be, you know, they should be winning this. If they're going to challenge, like I said, not even for the title now, if they're going to challenge for the top four, which is... You look at other teams.
They'll struggle again in your WAFA.
You look at teams like Burnley, if they can keep this up this season. Watford, if they can keep it up this season.
Newcastle,
exactly. So, like you said, they could very well struggle for top seven, without a doubt. And Newcastle, as we said, a great point for them. Another point on the board. Keeps them unbeaten, keeps them going. Just a good all-round performance, really. And it was always going to be goals out because there's never been 0-0 between the two in the Premier League. Never.
Shimo wasn't 4-3.
Never been, what was he reading? Yeah, never been a 0-0 between them. Scored like 44 goals, I think, in all their meetings. Only Newcastle, Tottenham. Well, it scored 46 now, obviously, after today. Newcastle and Tottenham, when they played, have only scored more goals between them in their all the meetings, which was 45, which obviously they've passed now. But yeah, you think about, yeah, well, Newcastle, Liverpool, Newcastle, Tottenham, always goals. Always been attacking teams. So, but yeah, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the Premier League review. Never fear, we're not finished yet, ladies and gentlemen. Put up with this for a little while longer. We've got the world famous Beer Mat quiz coming up here. And of course, finish with a very special guest we haven't seen for a while.
First guest of the new series.
First guest of the new series, yeah, of the new football season.
Sixth episode.
Now that is absolutely right. So without further ado, let's kick on with a Beer Mat quiz, Al. If you've never listened before, the basic premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with a football question on each. We pick a card each, ask each other a question, and hope you get yours right, and hope they get theirs wrong, Al. That's what we do, Al, if you've never been here before, Al. You are 1-0 up still?
1-0 up, say I am 1-0 up.
Alex, yeah. Still 1-0 up. Yeah. Ashley can't get a question right in fucking 5 episodes now. That's diabolical. And it's diabolical, Al. Anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
As you're 1-0 up, Al, I'll let you decide whether you want to ask the question first or be asked.
I'm going to go for asked.
You're going to be asked.
I'm going to be asked.
All right, then. Here we go, then, Al. Here's the card. Oh. Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Huddersfield Town. Now, you've heard of them.
In Yorkshire.
Hey, no nonsense, no. Huddersfield Town became which number team in the Premier League to have played in the Premier League, I think it's about me, obviously. You know. Was it the 47th, the 48th, the 49th, or the 50th? Didn't say 46.
Did you?
No.
Why did you say that?
Right. 47.
47.
Final answer.
Final answer, 47.
No, the answer is C.
I said C.
No. Huddersfield Town became the 49th
team
to play in the Premier League.
49th, I said.
Anyway, you're wrong, Al. You're wrong. Still, only one. This is my chance to put a level.
This is a good fucking season of quiz, isn't it? Jesus Christ.
One question between...
We can tell we ran out of fucking cards, didn't we?
One.
Oh, question. I fucking broke the illusion.
One question.
All right, pick a card, any card. Oh yeah, that card. All right. Who was the last player to score for Man United in the last millennium? Not multiple choice, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Right. Let's have a think back then. So that'll be 1999.
Yeah. Probably we're looking at 26th of December 1999.
26th of December, Boxing Day.
Hey, yeah, they might have a Christmas Eve game this year.
Yeah, Arsenal and someone. Arsenal, Liverpool, maybe, is it?
I'm not happy with that.
Nah, they're trying to oppose it now, but they're not letting them. Let's have a think. In 99, that's just a guess, isn't it? It's just a guess from someone from that era. I will go for, I'll take a punt at Yapstan.
Sick. No.
Ha ha! Nicky Butt. Nicky Butt, is it?
Nicholas the Butt.
Bastard, Nicky Butt.
So still 1-0, people.
Still 1-0, so that's 6 episodes. That's 12 questions.
Only one right.
That's a baseball one. Terrible.
We have to come up with a new solution to this,
and we do indeed. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, time for our very special guest. He's flown in, he's winged his way to Ashenow Towers. Our old mate, here he comes, tapping in now. It's our old mate. Oh, he's brought his son, I think. It's our old mate.
Has he?
Michael Flatley.
Hello, now, mate.
Hello, Michael. How are we?
Well, double busy this time of the year now, I know.
Yes,
Have you heard the ball's at Ryanair now?
Yes. What's happened?
Well, obviously the thing is, now, they let everybody go off on their fucking holidays now.
That's right, yeah.
You know. And of course, they don't want to fly the fucking greens now, but this is not. So, what they're doing now, they're phoning up every Irish person, celebrity wise, you know.
Yeah.
They say, come and work for us for a couple of months now.
like the army, like the enrollment, you've got to enroll a few.
Enroll, yeah. It's the thing in the island now, there's not enough pilots, you've got to enroll the celebrities now. So, you've got myself now, Conor McGregor, he makes a co pilot now, so he is now.
You'll do nothing.
You know,
I can't do McGregor.
We've got the Mighty Quinn himself. Niall Quinn. Mighty Quinn. We've got Robbie Keane.
He's
doing exclusive flights to India. Himself now, right? And what else we got now? We got Siobhan from Bewitched.
Bewitched, yes. You know. Is it? No.
We've got there.
National Treasure.
Can't get the other 43.
No. No.
They're all busy now. They're busking now.
Well, they always blame it on the weatherman anyway.
Well, that's a good joke now. And then we got the cars now, all four of them.
Jimmy as well.
Jimmy now, the only one, Jimmy. You know. We got them all flying individually now to the destinations now.
Yes.
And of course, we've got other ones. We've got loads of other Irish celebrities.
Yeah. Fergal Sharkey, there, is he?
No, Fergal's Northern Irish.
He's Northern, that's right. More British than he is.
Southern Irish, you know. No, we got the man. I can't remember his name now. What's his name now? Roy Walker. He's Roy Walker.
Roy Walker? Say what you say.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy Walker.
I think we got Roy. I think he's doing the stewardism. It's like that. I decide now. Exit here and here.
Mr. Chips with him.
Well, he's not Irish, is he, Mr. Chips?
No, he's not, that's right, quite right, he's not there. So
that's what I'm doing, I'm an exclusive pirate. A pirate? Ha ha, lad! No, a pilot for Ryanair for the time being, for November and January, no.
Oh,
you know, because they're December, they've got their own pirates, but pirates. Keep on saying the word pirates. But I've got to say, I mean, we'd be a little bit drunk.
Oh, I've been to other Driscoll's of you, Michael, before you come here, have you?
Well, funny enough, now, I was down in those Driscoll's the other day now.
Yeah.
Of course, owned by Brian himself.
Yes.
Brian O'Driscoll. Yeah. There's another one that's doing the flights with me.
He's on there as well.
Brian O'Driscoll's doing the flights with me. And Tony Cascarino.
Yes.
Tony Cascarino is out there, by
he says.
But down at the Driscoll's, of course, owned by Brian himself now.
Yeah.
Because I worked there, right, you know.
I know.
And I don't know why I brought this up, boys, because there's no story to it.
No, you're just there. Well, no, there we are.
No.
It's nice to hear about a snippet of a life like yours. See,
but I have been busy, boys. You know, I was in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Well, obviously, I got a little home there, okay?
Yes.
But it was a sporting, you know. Did you see the hype, boys?
Yeah.
McGregor Mayfair. Mayweather.
Yes, did watch
well,
it, Michael.
If you saw the fight, guys, you saw me walking out in front of Connor. Doing a little jig now. Sinead O'Connor was there. She was singing him on now.
She had me in tears, love. She did.
Yeah, so I mean, do my jig, little jig of Jack's younger. Because me and Connor are good friends now.
Yeah.
So she says, you know, he laughed about this. He's yeah. winning in our eyes, you know. Winning in our eyes now.
My Irish eyes were smiling.
Ah, Jesus, it's a hell of a fucking night now. It was a hell of a night now. We got plastered now. Yes. Fucking plastered everywhere.
Well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well, more. That's the thing, but I'll tell you everything if you want to. Me and McGregor, we got this midget, all right? And McGregor, he got his $50 bills. He was placing it into the buttocks of this midget, no. This little midge, you know. And yeah. he was placing it, rolling the $50 bills up, no. And yeah. placing it in the butt crack of this little midget man, you know. And he said to me, look at that, no. I said, why are you talking like that? Yeah. So, I'm a little bit drunk, so I am.
You'll do nothing.
He said, you're not even Northern Irish. Apparently, when he's a little bit drunk, he goes all Northern.
He goes Northern, does he?
Yeah.
Northern souls, see, that's what that is.
He kept on going on about the saying he can't even fucking read.
Just kept saying that, didn't he?
That's it, that's my best I can do. He can't even fucking read.
Yeah. So you've been busy then, Michael.
So let me tell you the story now. Oh, finish it. So what you got? You just got this immediate little man now. And the $50 bills now. You placed it in the butt cheek now. And he said to me, look at this now, Michael. Could you believe that now? I said, what do you think that is now? I said, I'm making a human stegosaurus. I pay this man to be a stegosaurus. And he said, Connor, you're wasting your money now, Vance. Can you believe that? We paid the little midget man to put $50 bills in his ass cheek and he walking around on all fours pretending he was a stegosaurus.
Can't believe it.
I can't believe it to myself. He's not all right in the head, but he's a good lad now.
Good art. It's good art underneath it all.
Oh, Jason, no. He loved his mammy, no. That's the most important thing. Exactly. He didn't have to love his mammy. And I gotta say, if I had an opportunity myself, I would love her mammy and his mammy as well. Oh, oh Jesus, have you seen her?
You haven't?
Blonde hair and big titties.
Hey, don't let Siobhan, are you talking
about? Siobhan, is no, Niamh, my wife.
Oh, Niamh. Right, yes, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to mention Niamh. Siobhan again.
She doesn't listen to this shite, but...
No.
She listens to the two Robbies. Robbie Earl and Robbie Maestro. Well, that's his buys, you know. I'll be back at the end of November.
Yes, we'll see you again then when you fly in next time.
I fly back in Stansted now, I know. Well, I see Stansted, but I'd be in Dublin, off lane Dublin, you know.
Yes.
Drop me Connor back home now.
Drop me off on the way, is it? Why not? Well, it's great seeing you. Great catching up with you, Michael. Lovely to see you, friend of the show, of course, as always. Can you believe we've got Series 6 here now, Michael?
I can't believe it myself.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
But this shite is still going on.
This shite is still going on.
It's not even good, bye. It's not even good.
It's not anyway, Michael.
Do you ever talk about fucking football?
No. We don't know fuck all about football, Michael.
That's terrible, right? Well, I'm going off now, bye.
All right, Michael. We'll see you next time. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks.
Come on now, Seamus. Let's go now.
See you now. Bye. There we go. Michael Flatley.
Flatley.
Munter spinning him. You've seen him?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, before the summer break.
Must have been, yeah.
Yeah.
After party.
End of the season, yeah.
End of season after party. Yeah. You know Driscoll's. I remember that. It's a good night.
I know. But you keep sniffing. Everybody knows.
Anyway, that's us for the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank God for that, you see.
Internationals next week. You get a week break.
Yeah, you got a week break.
So we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Take us a week to write up new material.
Yeah.
New impressions. Well,
same material, just mix the words around.
One day we might have Donald Trump on the show.
He thinks. He'll be out with a job soon, surely.
Big ocean.
But, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, have a good 2 weeks.
And be lucky.